Hello, welcome to T2Z, where we chat about every Taylor Swift song in alphabetical order. I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab, and we will be your hosts on this journey.
And today, we have a very special episode for y'all. We have decided that we want to chat a little bit about our experience at the Eras Tour at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Yes, night 2 and 3, MetLife Stadium. I think it should go without saying, we're going to be talking about our Eras Tour experience, so obviously there are Eras Tour spoilers.
There's going to be a couple of spoilers.
We're going to talk about every detail that we experienced, every joyful moment from that night.
Every weeping moment.
There were some.
Every exciting moment.
Yes.
Every unexpected moment. Yeah. Was an unbelievable experience. And so we just wanted to be able to share it with you guys because I know that many of you have had the same experience or will be having the same experience. And it is so fun to know that.
So let's set the scene.
Ooh, setting the scene.
On Saturday, we went with Gina, who you guys might remember from the Blank Space episode, and Laura, who you might remember from the Clean episode. So that was our Swiftie crew.
For the first night. Yeah.
And, you know, Devin and I knew the set list and Taylor's surprise songs and had been following along. And we knew, like, costumes and things like that. But we didn't really know about transitions.
Anything.
And what the show was going to look like, how Taylor appears. We hadn't anything that was, like, video footage with the songs and, like, her talking and things like that. We hadn't watched a lot of that.
Like any of it. I think that the only thing that I knew about was the jumping into the stage after the surprise songs.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool, but didn't even know what happened after that with, like, the really cool stuff that was going on the stage as she was, quote-unquote, swimming.
Yeah.
I didn't even know any of that, so that was, like, so cool.
Yeah, I think I knew more than you
going
in, but there were still a lot of things and transitions that I did not expect or know. Yeah, and then one of our friends was completely unspoiled.
Didn't go on TikTok, didn't go on Instagram, completely cut herself off from everything until she was able to see it.
Yeah, so and that was kind of, like, the mix of all of us reacting and seeing things for the first time.
Yeah. It was cool. And then everybody, as you all know, like, this was my first time seeing Taylor in concert. We had seen her at the Tribeca Film Festival last year, talking about her All Too Well 10-minute version film.
Mm-hmm.
And that was unbelievable. And she played it acoustically there. And you can see that reel on our Instagram. But this was the first time experiencing a full tour atmosphere, which was beyond anything I could have ever imagined.
Yeah. And obviously, though I had seen her tour before, it had been 5 years. So it was...
Right.
Yeah. And there was a lot of albums. I mean, you guys know Lover is one of our favorite albums. So there's so many albums we hadn't seen performed.
Four.
Yeah.
Four albums. And she talks about them in the tour. So it's just so cool.
So when thinking about costumes, I really wanted to do a costume that could be, like, for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, like, thinking about Taylor and Brendon Urie in the Me Music video.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we were thinking about doing, like, the pink heart dress and the burgundy suit moment. But what we ended up going with was the matching blue Alexander McQueen suits with the flowers moment where they do kind of, like, a handshake. And there may be a recreation of that in your future, guys. but yeah, so that was the costume that we decided to go with. And so Devin and I were wearing matching light blue suits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was
which
great.
Which was really fun. And very niche.
A couple of people recognized what it was. Not too many people, but that's okay.
No, but like the true Swifties, I'm sure our listeners would know.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? And the pictures are super cute.
Yeah, they're really fun.
So it was really fun.
Yeah, so, and we had made 42 Tata Z bracelets.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to trade, basically really just to give out too.
Yeah.
And we were going to Taylor Gate.
Taylor Gate,
yeah.
Which we ended up doing on Saturday. Sunday, not so much. But Saturday, we set up and we hoped for people to come by and everything. And a couple of people did, and it was really cute. And we did meet a couple of fans who made their own friendship bracelets for us.
Yeah, which was honestly the best moments ever. Yeah, like, it was truly amazing.
Like, so cool. And we traded them. They made a Gossip Gab bracelet, which was so cute. And we took some photos with them. And it was really, really, really special.
Yeah.
And we met another fan on Sunday as well.
Yeah, so truly, like, thank you to those who, like, met us and found us in the parking lot. That was just, like, so amazing. It made us feel like this is all for you guys and for the camaraderie that we have and our love of Taylor.
Yeah.
It was really special.
It really made it all like, whoa, you know, it's not just Instagram or whatever. It's somebody that we can actually meet in person, which was really, really cool. And then on top of that, too, we actually got to meet one of our idols in the Instagram world. And fashion world.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Miss Taylor Swift Styled.
Yeah.
We got to meet on Sunday.
Yeah, and you guys should know Sarah from our Dear John and our dress episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously, I'm sure you all know Sarah because her account's amazing and everyone knows her.
Everyone. Every single person. Yeah.
And she debuted some new looks in MetLife. Not the night we were there, the first night, but still, that was pretty cool and exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so cool to get to meet her. And she's absolutely so sweet and took the time to meet up with us and take some pictures. And it was awesome. It was so cool to meet her. So, yeah. So that was kind of like the pre stuff. Then we got into the stadium and our first night was Gracie Abrams, Phoebe Bridgers who opened. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm now like fully on board with Phoebe Bridgers, like 100%.
Yeah.
So, so good.
Yeah. Seeing her perform was like really exciting. And we got to see her twice because she opened both nights.
Yeah. And Owen had his first night, second night of MetLife. So that was really cool to get to see.
Third night of MetLife.
Sorry. Third night. Our second night.
Yeah.
It was really cool to get to see him.
Yeah. He's really talented perform. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that third night of MetLife was Phoebe Bridgers' last performance, which was so bittersweet and emotional. I mean, she left everything on the stage there. It was her and her band crushed it.
It was awesome.
It was so good.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, we went into the stadium around like 5:30,
yeah,
I'd say. And it all happens really fast. Like, the openers go fast, like right on top of each other.
Yeah.
We'd been following TS Tour Tips. Shout out to the account TS Tour Tips. She's amazing. We knew, like, when everything started and stuff, but it all goes really fast.
So fast.
And then Taylor went on right at 7:55.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a countdown, and like, you know that she's going to be coming out because first, like, Mama Swift comes out.
Yeah, we got to see Andrea, and which was really
just
cool.
Just, like, all this cheering. And then from where we were seated, you could see the band and the dancers start going backstage. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you're like, oh, the anticipation. And then, of course, the janitor closet.
And everyone goes crazy when they see it come out.
Everyone goes nuts.
If you don't know what we're talking about, if you're not on the TikTok or Instagram, Taylor gets into, like, a janitor cabinet that rolls out so that people don't see her so that she can get backstage without walking from backstage and being seen. But because Swifties are clowns, we figured out Taylor's in that. And because we know Taylor.
Yep.
And so there was one video where it was confirmed that she was getting out of the janitor closet. So now when it goes, everyone cheers.
Everyone. They were like, wait, is she really in there? And then it got confirmed.
Yeah, that's my new favorite thing, is trying to figure out how artists, like, get onto the stage from backstage without being seen.
Yeah.
Harry, I believe, was in like a little rolly crate.
Oh,
I was like, he's coming in on that.
Yeah.
That's pretty
so funny.
Yeah.
Needless to say, the anticipation before she arrives on stage was overwhelming.
Intense.
I will say, for me, I don't even know what kind of emotions I was feeling. I felt like I might have been on the verge of blacking out. I was so heightened and overwhelmed. And you have a clock, you have a countdown, you have 70,000 people screaming, you know, you know what you're about to see. But I didn't know exactly what the beginning of the concert was going to be like. I didn't know about any of the, you know, the Miss Americana, like, mood music that was playing while she has all of these overlappings of her CDs of her eras, mm-hmm, of mm-hmm. the Fearless and Reputation and
yeah, the
and
different clips.
So
yeah.
cool. And all this is happening while these guys, you know, are walking down the stage with the giant fan, like flowery things. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, where is she? Where is she? Where is she going to come from? And then she appears in the middle of the stage.
Yeah, well, because they're like blocking. There's a trap door and they're blocking.
And
so cool.
I lost my mind. The first Saturday night, I don't think I'll ever experience anything like that ever.
It was very, very heightened. The anticipation was unreal. And it's like the whole stadium and everyone's screaming and we're mm-hmm. like, oh my God, and you're watching the countdown and like, it's pretty crazy. Yeah.
And then you just immediately start singing
and then you're
with
in
her.
Yeah,
you're just in.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, and you're just in, and you're off to the races.
Yeah, so that was, like, really cool. And it's really cool, too, that, like, the concert starts, and it's still light out, and, it, like, the sun goes down, mm-hmm. like, while you're
like in
the
Lover.
Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, really cool. We didn't get, like, much of a sunset, but I've seen, like, some of the shows, like the Florida, Tampa shows.
Yeah.
The sunset was amazing.
Yeah.
So cool.
I'm sure at this point, all of you know the set list, you know, and...
Well, no, especially if you're still listening.
If you're still listening and whatever. So we won't, like, go, you know, song by song or whatever. We'll go, I think, through maybe moments that we really felt like were really, really amazing. Because there's, you know, 44 songs. So, obviously, I think the first moment that was huge for both of us was Cruel Summer.
Yeah.
And...
like, getting to hear that
getting
live.
Getting to hear it as Lover stands.
It was, like, kind of out of body. Actually hearing it live, singing it. Yeah.
And then screaming that bridge with everybody. And her acknowledging... how much Swifties love her bridges.
Yeah.
She's like, this is the first bridge of the night.
And then
being able to just scream that with her, because obviously on our Cruel Summer episode, our rating was best bridges.
Yes.
So I think she agrees. And I think that whole crowd agreed.
Yeah. And like, needless to say, like all the costumes are just spectacular. Like she just looks so good. Like
the whole time.
The whole time. The beaded bodysuit, the shoes. I like don't know how she does the whole show.
Yeah.
Like 3.5 hours, like our feet were killing us.
Yeah.
And we were in sneakers and not performing.
Nope. And we weren't performing. Running around. We were just...
We were dancing.
I mean, I think we were like kind of performing.
In our way, but like not, you know, on a stage.
I didn't sit down. I don't think like... maybe once.
The first night, barely. The second night, I was like, okay, I need to like rest my feet during transitions. That's okay.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah. And then like, I'd say like... for me, seeing her, like, play Lover was really cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole Lover section was super exciting. You Need to Calm Down was really pretty.
Yeah.
All the sets and lighting design and the bracelets, how they all went with it. Like, all the colors. It was just, like, there were so many moments that were just stunning.
Every aspect of the tour and this performance was so brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every... there wasn't, like, a you know, weak link in any of it.
Yeah.
It I mean, it's all from her head, you know? I will say I got really emotional with her speech before Lover, talking about how that the songs that she wrote came from someplace for her, but that she wants them all to be, she wants now for whenever you listen to those songs to think of the night that you were there seeing her perform them.
That was cool.
And I got so emotional after that, and she went into Lover and having the band with her next to her, and like it was just...
Was that the first time you cried, or did you cry during the open?
No, that was the first time I cried was Lover.
We all, like all four of us who were together, cried at different times. We did not expect that.
Yeah.
I knew Devin was going to cry.
Yeah.
And I knew Laura was going to cry, but I didn't think Gina was gonna cry, and I didn't think I was gonna cry because we'd seen her before.
But we did.
We all cried.
We all did.
Speaking of which, when I cried, so I think I've hinted at it, but I don't know if we've gotten fully in depth because we haven't gotten to it yet. But I really love the song "The Archer," like a lot. And I was so excited when it was on the set list because it's not one that I expected.
Yeah.
Specifically, where she's saying, "Who could stay? Who could stay? You could stay," and when she says that, she looks at all of us and her fans and points at us. And it was just this most, like, powerful, beautiful moment. And it's so true. I lost it. I started crying. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm crying.
Yeah.
And it was, really powerful.
Beautiful.
And
it's such
true.
A beautiful moment.
We're there for her. We could stay.
Swifties through.
You know, and she, this is her truest self, is writing her music and performing her music, you know?
Then it goes into this transition that was like one of the most unbelievable transitions
Yeah, ever. I think this is both of ours, one of our favorite moments of the night.
And she goes down to the stage, and then this curtain of, like, molten fire.
No, it's like sparks.
Well, it's sparks, but it looks like molten fire because then behind the sparks, so the sparks start coming down over, like, the giant jumbotron. And then behind that, there's, like, a graphic of the lover house, you know, with the fire all around it, like, the molten gold all around it.
Yeah, I think, it's a projection. But I think it's more, like, in that moment, because of, like, later when the house burns, I feel like that moment, it's, like, fireflies almost, sparks.
Yeah, like, it's, like, a molten gold going into, like, the fearless section. And it was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And Paul Sidoti gets a guitar solo, and he actually was on the diamond side of us, so he was facing us, and I was freaking out with Paul Sidoti.
Yeah,
and it was so
that was the transition into fearless.
Yeah. Ugh, and then the whole fearless section was just like
super nostalgic,
unbelievable.
Yeah,
like scream singing and jumping to Love Story.
Yeah,
you know?
And like, it's pretty crazy, at least for the Taylor concerts. You can actually feel the stadium move. Like, the ground was moving.
Yeah.
It was, I had never experienced that in a concert ever.
You didn't feel that at the Harry Styles concert? I certainly did.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. But I was used to it in New York because there's, like, subways and stuff. You're kind of used to that a little bit more than, like, in New Jersey where there are no subways underground. Yeah. There's no underground.
No, that whole place was shaking.
Yeah.
When the whole crowd was jumping at the same time.
Yeah, it was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Fearless section was just stunning and so fun for me.
And nostalgic.
And nostalgic. Yeah. So then the transition to the Evermore was really, really cool because these, like, pines, like, came up out of the stage.
Yeah,
like, it was so cool.
Like, there was such cool, like, sets, like, physical, actual things that were coming from the set, which was really neat. And I feel like this section was probably, like, the most surprising for our friend who wasn't spoiled.
Mm.
You know, like, what? All these songs are on the set list?
Like, Evermore? So many.
And then I loved the Willow witchy vibes.
So good.
The orbs.
Someone
did this thing on TikTok where they put the orb dance and, like, the way they did it to get you ahead in the game.
Oh,
and it, like, actually works.
God.
I don't know how to, like, link a TikTok or call a TikTok, whatever, but, like, it was so funny.
Wow.
Yeah, so very creative people on the internet. Marjorie was also really, like, emotional moment, I would say. Everyone having their light out and just, like, I was super moved by Taylor talking about she just sang with her grandma at MetLife Stadium and, like, having that moment I thought was really beautiful and
for
emotional.
Sure. Yeah, and that was one where Laura, like, was very, very emotional for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then she spoke before Champagne Problems and talked about all of her albums that have come out in the past 4 years and writing during COVID and everything and how unbelievably, you know, isolating that was. And was she ever going to be able to perform these songs? And that she wrote, you know, Champagne Problems, basically, like, I can't wait to be able to sing this with 50 bajillion people out in the world. And so then everybody, like, freaked out about Champagne Problems, and it was really amazing. And getting to sing, you know, that bridge of Champagne Problems with everybody was super fun.
Yeah.
And then after that, like, they do this, there's this thing where they're trying to clap for basically and scream for as long as possible.
And, like, when the ranking, I think we did the second night at MetLife, was someone's timing it online.
Yeah.
And it was the longest one. It was, like, a little too long.
It was so long.
Like, I mean, obviously we want to cheer, we love Taylor, but you're also, like, girls out there for a really long time.
Yeah.
Like,
and maybe she enjoyed the break.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it's really cute. Like, she's, like, taking it all in. Her eyes
making
are, like,
all
starry.
These, yeah.
She's super cute. But yeah, our night was, like, I think the longest it's been yet. And I feel like it was just a touch too long. I was like, let her perform.
Please.
You know, I feel like it's probably because you and I come from, like, a theater background where it's like, you have to let the audience know when to stop applauding kind of a thing.
Yeah, you have to, like, start speaking.
Yeah, but Swifties were just...
But she didn't want to.
And Swifties were just like, we're going to win this one. And it's really cute, but yeah.
Yeah, it was very funny. I, like, all of her facial expressions... just so goofy.
And then the Tolerate It set was, like, kind of like a black box
theater.
That's
pretty cool.
There was, like, a dinner table. There was, like, black and white on the images on the screens.
Yeah.
Very artistically done. You could see it came probably from Taylor's mind. And, like, I said to my friends, you know, we're all in theater, studied theater in college and whatnot. I was like, Taylor started too early to be a theater kid, but she's totally a theater kid.
For sure. 100%.
Like, it's like the same vibe. That was a very dramatic performance, I'd say.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, and then so I think my favorite transition in the whole show was this Reputation transition. Mm-hmm. Because it's just this video of Taylor in like high-heeled boots, like walking down, and the sound of the clacking on like the clack clack is so iconic for Reputation, plus like the sound of the snakes, you know, like hissing, all of it was so iconic, and I was losing my mind with how good this was. And then you're like focusing in on this you know video and everything, and then all of a sudden she just appears out of the screen and she is strutting down the stage to the beginning of Ready for It, and I was like, Oh my God, this isn't the opening of the Reputation tour, but this is a good second.
Yeah. And like the dancers were so good. Yeah. Especially this section.
Oh my God, this Reputation section was ridiculous. Yeah, like perfect. It was so good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I am a huge Ready for It stan.
Yeah.
And to get to see that, and then she performed it in totality. Mm-hmm. She didn't cut it. Mm-hmm. And same with Delicate. Delicate was full as well, which was also so good.
Yeah, so good.
And then...
Yeah, so Don't Blame Me, we went to church. If you've seen our reel, like, the lights were insane. They were, like, heavenly. They went up all the way into the sky. Yeah. I don't even know how it's, like, allowed for planes, because, like, especially MetLife, we're really close to the airport.
Really
so
close.
Planes are flying over the whole show constantly. And I'm like, how are these lights not distracting? The fireworks, I don't know how that all works.
Pyro,
but the lighting was so incredible.
It was wild. Going from Don't Blame Me into Look What You Made Me Do was like the craziest moment.
That was my favorite transition of the whole night, because she goes like, don't blame me for what you made me do. And it's so incredible. And then it goes into the song. And then you have all the different Taylors with her backup dancers. Like, I thought that whole section was just, like, so perfect.
Yeah. This makes me miss the fact that I didn't see Reputation even more.
Yeah. That just made me realize I forgot something from earlier with Cruel Summer.
Oh.
Like, at the end of Cruel Summer, I loved... She did like an outro where she said, it's a cruel summer. And she goes, with you.
Yeah.
With you. And it was really cute. And I really liked that. And I really want a live version of that song because it's so fun and sweet. And then I thought the transition from Reputation into Speak Now was also really so stunning, because it all went from like black snake motif, everything, into this like magical floaty purple wonderland. It was like clouds and purple and really pretty.
And the background, like in the video with the sound, it was like these excerpts of Enchanted. Mm-hmm. It was like, please don't be.
And the crowd was like singing, and they were like, along.
Ah! They're like trying to, and then she came out in, of course, her unbelievable Enchanted dress that I can't believe she only wears for one song.
Yeah, it's such a moment, though.
It's so,
like a gorgeous, it is a moment.
And she just parks and barks, is what we call it in the theater business. You just stand there and you just sing your face off.
Yeah.
And she walked into the middle of the stage and she sang.
Yeah.
And actually for me, I didn't realize how much I was going to really love screaming the please don't be in love with someone else.
It's really cool, especially with the whole crowd. It's really cool.
I was not prepared for that.
Yeah. I mean, these audiences were just next level. Best audience I've ever been a part
ever.
Of. Yeah.
Ever.
And then we get into Red. I would say this is one of the longer transitions, I'd say, because she's changing out of that dress and into her red outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a dancer who comes out with like that like box and plays like little snippets of different like Red songs and everyone's singing along.
That's fun.
Which was really cute. And then she comes out. And I would say, like, if you haven't gone yet and you're listening to this and spoiling yourself, which is totally fine, that might be a good time to pee. Just some tips. Because I feel like that was like the longest. Well, because you can't go. I mean, I couldn't go 3.5 hours.
No.
So
the first thing you went during Love Story.
I wasn't going to share that.
Oops.
But yeah, I did. So Devin and I got really lucky, and we were going to get to see the show twice. So I knew if I peed, I would be able to see that song the next night. And I had to go so badly that it was ruining my experience. Mm-hmm. So it had to happen. And so it was right at that time. And I picked Love Story because she had played that on every tour I'd seen. So yeah. I'd seen it performed 3 times before.
Yeah.
And I knew I'd see it the next night. But there's no shade to Love Story. I love Love Story. Love it. But I was just like, it was just like, I could not wait. It was a sitch, but that's all I missed.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then like she comes out with like the whole band and dancers, yeah. And it's just kind of like a joyful
Red
party.
Red was so fun.
Yeah.
And like all of the songs were just super duper fun, all really boppy bops. Mm-hmm. And then because Phoebe Bridgers was there, we got to see her do Nothing New.
Yeah, and every show Phoebe was there, they did Nothing New, which and like was a dream. I really didn't think that we were going to get to see that every night, and I was so, so grateful.
So good.
It was incredible.
So good.
Yeah, and like especially her last night on Sunday, mm-hmm. they had this really cute emotional speech, mm-hmm. very cheesy and adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love that song.
Yeah, it's so, so good. And then we got the All Too Well 10-minute version, which I love, again, that anytime she's about to play it, she's like, do you guys, like, have 10 minutes?
Yeah, that's, like, always what she says. It's so funny.
And everybody freaks out. And, okay, so this is the moment where I really was so thrown off because I had seen, this was the only song I'd ever seen her do.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was unbelievable when we saw it, but being in a crowd with 70,000 people with all of the bracelets lit up and everybody like singing along to this song that means so much to both the fans and Taylor. And I was just like looking around and weeping, yeah. like full on weeping. I couldn't yeah. even sing.
No, he didn't.
I was trying to sing along and I couldn't because I was just so emotional. It was one of the most beautiful things. It was so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And just really special.
So special.
Yeah.
And I mean, that song is just, it is beyond.
And well, and with anything. All the fans who like made the lure and the mystery of it a yeah. thing. Yeah.
It was an unbelievable moment. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then this really cool spoken word of Seven, which like.
Yeah, which introed us into Folklore.
Taylor just like, speak to me anytime you want. I want her to do audiobooks.
She totally could. It was amazing.
Her voice, like just her speaking voice.
Ugh. Yeah, it sounded so good. And it also answered our little back and forth on our Seven episode where it's feet in the swing.
Yeah, I hit my peak at Seven.
Feet in the swing. Yes, yep. So it answered yep. that.
So that's that, everybody. And a really beautiful dance that the dancers did to it. And it was really, really nice.
Yeah. And the set for Folklore, I think, is just super stunning. They bring the cabin right on stage.
The Folklore
There's
cabin.
Smoke coming out of the cabin. It's like, it what? So how? Cool. It's gorgeous.
And then like a moon over it. It was
beautiful.
So beautiful.
That set's stunning. So she performed The One. Mm-hmm. And what I thought was really cool is she options up, I think is the right way to say it. You meet some woman on the internet and take her home.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Take
and different.
Her home.
It's really yeah.
And everybody
I really
cheered
liked
at that.
That. Yeah.
Because she's lying down too and she's like, take her home.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we get the whole lover triangle from it. And like the last Great American Dynasty, I didn't know that I like needed to see that.
It was,
you know,
really beautiful.
Like I didn't know going into it that I was like, oh, I absolutely needed to see this.
Yeah. They did it really theatrical.
It was so
they kind
fun.
Of like acted it out. Rebecca yeah. was there. They had the like steam engine come in, yeah. like an afternoon train. It was, and the dancers like did an amazing job. And yeah. then like Taylor and Rebecca have a moment where she kind of like says bye to her. And then she says like,
and then it was bought,
and
by,
was
me.
Bought by me. Yeah. And she's like, there goes the loudest woman this town has ever seen.
Yeah.
And you're like, go Taylor, be as loud as you want. Live your life, you know? Yeah.
It was so good. And then August. Oh my god, it was so good.
Yeah, and we got the first night the green dress.
We did.
And we like that one the best, yeah. or I like that one the best.
And then we were sitting at the point of the triangle or the square. We were sitting at the point of the diamond stage where when she turns to run before the bridge and she ran right at us.
Yeah.
And I remember screaming just like, Taylor, sing it to us, sing it.
Yeah.
And then we were still changing for the better.
It was a great moment.
It was So cool.
Yeah. Yeah. All of it. The illicit affairs bridge, scream singing that. Ugh. She's like on her knees. My tears. Ricochet had like really beautiful visuals.
Oh, so beautiful.
And like, you guys know, I love that song. I definitely did not think I was going to get to sing that song in the stadium. So that was like really special.
And then Cardigan was super, super good too. And then we got into 1989, which I think was maybe my least favorite transition. There not a lot going on. It was like you were in the folklore cabin and then you saw the big city in the background and then it kind of like went into the city.
Yeah, I thought it was totally cool.
It was cool for sure. But I think my least favorite transition.
Yeah. And I'd say at this point, like, we were feeling our
feeling
feet
it
for sure. And so, like, 1989 comes at the exact perfect time to get the crowd, like, okay, we're dancing again.
Yeah.
It's, like, perfect timing, the way the flow of the set list went.
Yeah, and the 1989 was just everything. It was so good.
Yeah, like, just, like, such a party.
Seeing style. Blank Space was so much fun. She has these, like, neon blue bikes that are coming down.
And then golf clubs. Like, from the music video. That was great.
You know, most recently in our Shake It Off episode, that was, like, right after we saw the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, the song is, like, you know, eh. But doing it and seeing it live was amazing.
And I don't think the song is eh, personally. I think it's a great pop song. But, yeah, so fun. So fun to dance to. Everyone, the stadium was shaking then, too.
Again.
Yeah. And then, like, I think I've said it before on the podcast, but, like, Bad Blood is just, like, not my favorite song.
Yeah.
I don't love it. This performance was incredible. So, like, literally she's performing and when is it? Like, the second verse or, like, the bridge?
The end.
The bridge.
Yeah.
Fire comes out, guys. Like,
like full on pyro.
Like actual, like, pyro, like flames. And, like, it was warm.
Yeah.
Like, the stadium got warm when it, like, popped up.
It was, like, fire.
It was so intense. Yeah, it was after Band-Aids Don't Fix Bullet Holes. And then the flames are coming out as she's singing, and then she burns down
the lover
house. And it is, like, both devastating and also, like, you do what you need to do, girl.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, this song has taken on a different meaning for her after the breakup.
Yes.
And she's burning down.
She's burning it down.
House. And, you know, I said to her, I was like, you burn whatever you need to.
You said to Taylor, you walked right up and you were like, burn it down.
And I shouted, I go, burn it down.
Yeah. That was wild.
Yeah, and it took a song that is, like, not my favorite, and I was like, this performance is incredible.
Yeah, like, this is cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool. The whole 1989 section was awesome, too.
Yeah.
I mean, everything.
All of it was awesome.
So good.
So then we get to Surprise Song O'Clock.
Yeah, and you all know.
We're going to do night two first, we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, we're there with, you know, our Swiftie friends. We all love Holy Ground. like it's a favorite song for all of
every
us
single one of us
who are
yeah
there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know she mentions New York, and it's what Devin and I guessed that night
yeah
and what we wanted in our heart of hearts.
Yeah.
And when she's like, I think you guys are going to like this one. And when she starts playing, I can't even explain, like, the guttural sounds
screams
that came out of all
just
of us. Like,
just
scream. We couldn't believe it.
The oh my gods, the...
Yeah, I couldn't stop, like, saying, oh my God.
Yeah, I honestly think that Holy Ground is, you know, a fan fave overall,
yeah,
too. I think
a lot of people
love
really
Holy
like
Ground.
It. Yeah.
And to be able to be there for that was next, like, so beyond. It's going to be, I think we said it's going to be a core memory for us forever now.
And, like, sharing that with our friends.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it was amazing. We were all, like, clutching each other. Like, it was really incredible and emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
and
really cool.
I think the only thing that would have made it even better was if it had become, like, a sing-along. And that if she had, like, stopped in the middle and been like, okay, crowd, like, I want you to do the ooh.
Oh, yeah. I think that's harder to do acoustic.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, but, like, so good.
Yeah, it was incredible. Like,
yeah,
really magical. And then she went right into Fall Scott.
She didn't even,
like,
say anything.
Yeah. She hadn't been playing a lot of Lover stuff in that section, so that was, like, exciting to get to actually hear that song.
Yeah, and that song's so good, too.
Yeah. And also realizing that when she says, like, we didn't realize it until we were in the room, when she says a surprise song, the bracelets changed the color of that album.
After she starts playing
it, which we had no idea,
yeah,
which was really cool.
Really, really cool.
And then night two,
Welcome to New York.
We were really hoping for Cornelia Street. She didn't play it, which makes me think she's not going to play it on the tour, which is fine. It's probably a little too hard.
Too tough, yeah.
It's hard for a lot of us, too. And we didn't go through the breakup, so I get that.
Yeah.
So she played Welcome to New York.
Which was super fun.
Yeah. And, like, I had seen Welcome to New York at the 1989 tour and Reputation, so I was like, I can go live. So some of you joined me live on Instagram, which was the first time I had ever done it. And then I just like kept it going through Queen. And it was really exciting to go live. And everyone who was commenting was so funny. You guys were like, you're doing the Lord's work and like, making jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
And also just so funny. Like someone's like, oh, Taylor trolled us playing Welcome to New York on the night she's leaving New York.
Yeah, for sure. And then we got the first double of any song on the tour. She played Queen.
Which is like a favorite.
Which, again, I just like, I lost my mind.
Yeah.
I was crying. It was unbelievable. And I had crossed it off on my list of songs that had been played.
And then you got to
hear
it.
And then I got to hear it, which is just beyond.
And I was just so happy that you got to hear it.
So the fact that we got Holy Ground and Clean, I think that we are unbelievably lucky.
Yeah, like completely. We feel very, very lucky.
Very, very, very lucky.
It was amazing.
It was unbelievable. Surprise songs, always a joy.
Yeah, we love surprise songs.
We love them.
It's just been so fun.
It's become like a whole, you know, cultural thing.
Yeah, and like sharing it with friends,
like
and
every
listeners.
Night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love doing
Everyone
that
tunes
with you guys.
In.
It's so fun.
Super fun.
Yeah. And if you didn't get to see our live, I saved it.
Yeah.
So it's on there. You can watch what we got to see, too.
Yeah.
Then we head into Midnight.
Yeah. She jumps into the stage.
She's,
and it's so funny because she, like, points at people and is like, Should I jump in?
Yeah,
like, should
so
I go?
Cute.
Should I jump?
So funny.
She jumps in, and then the whole stage is an LED screen too. So it shows her, you know, like swimming up the stage, which is so cool. And then you get all of the Midnight's clouds coming in, and then Lavender Haze starts, and she walks up and she goes, "Meet me at midnight." And it's like the concert's starting again.
It really was like that. It felt like that.
It's
it was
unbelievable.
Unreal. Like the energy, the way she like moved with the energy. Was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when we first went through what we thought the tour was going to be like,
we thought we were going to open with Lavender Haze.
Totally thought Lavender Haze
was
going to be the
opener. That episode is super funny if you go back and listen to it because we were so wrong. I listened to it the day of the tour and I was cracking up.
So good. So then we get the whole Midnight's era here. We get all the hits, Antihero, Midnight Rain. Oh my God. Vigilante shit was so good.
So sexy. Everyone, all the dancers, Taylor, like extremely, extremely hot. I'm sure you've all seen parts of the chair dance.
Yes, like stupidly hot.
Yeah.
And then two of my faves, two I think of our faves, Bejeweled and Mastermind, which so good. Bejeweled was so much fun.
Yeah, the stadium was really beautiful.
So pretty.
Like, all the lights were so colorful. Really, really fun. And then I really liked the staging for Mastermind a lot. Like all the black and white motif and she's a clock and like all of that.
And
really
she
kind of
like just stayed in the middle like the whole song.
Yeah, it was like a lot of it was like the dancers
doing
their
thing. It was really cool.
I really liked how that all went.
And then we finished off with Karma. And since this was MetLife, she had Ice Spice come out again.
Yeah, and the song had just been released on Friday, right?
Yep.
So Ice Spice came out Friday for the first time, and then the whole time in MetLife, because she's native to the Bronx, which is right there. And it was just like super cool and exciting that the song had just been released. There was like that like special edition CD. Like it was just a lot of fun, hype, new, different things.
Yeah. So that was so cool too.
Yeah.
So
super fun.
Really, really fun. All of the fireworks at the end.
Yeah, like the confetti. Oh yeah. By the way, guys, so I have one of the pieces of the snow confetti from All Too Well floated up to us. But if anyone has leaf confetti or any of the regular confetti, I'll trade you a bracelet for it. There, people are selling it on Poshmark, and I'm like, I can't buy confetti.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Dev, welcome to our world. Yeah. But yeah, if anyone has any extra confetti they want to trade for a
K-to-Z
bracelet or a So Good bracelet, let us know.
You have an All Too Well piece of snow?
I have a piece of snow, but not any leaves. Laura got a piece of snow, too.
Cool.
Yeah. It landed in my cleavage.
Nice.
So So I got a piece of snow, though, which was exciting.
Cleavage snow.
Yeah. And then Karma's just so pretty with all the different colored jackets. And, like, it's, like, all rainbow and beautiful and fun. And confetti. I love confetti and fireworks. And literally a plane went by during the fireworks. I don't know how that all happened.
I don't know. I was very concerned. But it's been cool to see on Instagram, like, videos and pictures from the aerial views.
So cool.
Like, really neat.
Yeah.
And so then that was a concert, and she goes away, and immediately the song that starts playing afterward is You're On Your Own, Kid.
And we're like, this is our favorite song.
Like, what? Why isn't this on the set list?
Taylor, this is cruel. We love this song. We all made friendship bracelets.
It's just cruel.
And she, like, that's the first song after.
Yeah.
So some of you guys saw that little video of us.
So funny. That was so goofy. So I think overall it was a life-changing experience for me.
Yeah, like, definitely top 10 days of our lives.
I would, yeah.
Maybe top 5 days of our lives.
Yeah.
With, like, only, like, our wedding.
being
maybe
better.
Some friends' weddings.
Yeah, yeah.
Honeymoon.
Yeah.
But, like, otherwise,
It was,
like, truly incredible.
We're
so lucky.
So lucky.
Yeah.
And thank Taylor for putting this together and giving this to us, because, like, yeah, it was expensive for sure, but it was worth every single penny.
Yeah, it was absolutely.
You know, like, I have never had an experience like that before.
It was such a full tour.
Yeah,
like, I've never I've seen a lot of concerts. I've never seen a show like that. Like, it was everything.
Everything.
And the crowd, I mean, it was everything. Yeah. She gave everything to us. We gave
everything
it back.
And we gave it back. It is. I think it's reciprocal for
and
sure.
And such a nice crowd too. Like, everyone's complimenting each other's outfits, mm-hmm. trading bracelets. All the security guards said that we were, like, the nicest crowd they've had. And they were all wearing bracelets, so many of them. People, the parking attendants, like, really cool.
It was such a cool environment.
Yeah, really special.
We've only got a couple cities left.
Yeah,
Of the tour to do our surprise songs o'clock.
Well, at least for this leg of the tour.
Yeah,
we'll see if she repeats songs or if she keeps playing all new ones when she goes on the South American Central America tour.
So we'll see.
Yeah,
but yeah. So we just wanted to let you guys have a little insight into how we felt about it, and, you know, we're putting this on our regular podcast. We're not going to put this on the Patreon because we want to share this with everybody who listens, and thank you all for continuing to listen.
Yeah, and like, thank you to those of you who came and, like, found us and met us.
Yeah.
So special. Everyone who messaged us, everyone who was, like, happy for us that we got Holy Ground, like, that meant so much.
So much.
Anyone who joined the live was really emotional and cool. Like, it's just really special. This community is super special, and it just was very exciting time.
Yeah. Thank you all so much.
Yeah, we love you guys.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab.
This has been K to Z.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.